If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
And joining us today on the radio, we get the opportunity to talk with Mr. JBF. That's Just Between Friends, I believe, is the name of the event. And we're talking with Paul Tackett this morning. Paul, usually I get to talk with your wife, Davin, but I'm happy to talk with you. And we're talking about an opportunity for people to clear out some stuff out of their closet and also to pick up some great buys, particularly for the kids as we change seasons and they change from long sleeve to short sleeves and cooler, warmer clothes to maybe something that they can stay cool in throughout the year. Good morning, Paul. Thanks for talking to me today. Paul, helps
better it. Known as Devin's husband.
Yeah.
I don't. When I'm at the sales event, when I'm at JBF, people are always like, "Who's that guy?" And they always usually say, "That's Devin's husband." You know, that's where I get notified the most or recognized the most as. So
we like many
of us men, you know, we're counting down the days to Super Bowl. You know, it's crunch time for many consigners and shoppers. They're counting down the days to the Just Between Friends event at Tulsa. For me, it's not how many hours are in a day, but how many projects I can get done before it's time to put my head on the pillow. So that's where we're at with JBF. You know, lots of moms are busy tagging their items, getting their, you know, things ready for the upcoming sale. And usually my phone, and it probably will ring while we're talking with questions about, do you accept this? And what about the hangers? And let me clarify some of those things. Hangers, we accept wire or plastic. It doesn't matter. The only requirement we have is like with size. If it's a 4T or smaller, if you've ever seen a 4T shirt on an adult size hanger, you know, it looks like a straight jacket that's been pulled out all the way. So be sure we use the right size of hanger for smaller kids' items. And then as far as jeans, there's another big question. People ask, do you take jeans for the spring and summer events? Yes, we do. In Oklahoma, I think we wear jeans 24/7, you know, if need be. If you're a jean-wearing person, you can wear jeans in the spring, you can wear jeans in the summer, you can wear them in the fall, you can wear them in the winter. So we take jeans any time. But that's kind of where we're at with JBF Tulsa right now is people are counting down the days, they're getting their items ready. There's still time to sign up if you've never consigned, and if you're a first-time consigner, you can do so for free just so you can kind of see how the process works. And then once you've done it, you think, well, why haven't I always done it? That's how I was when Devin started this was, you know, you thought it was going to be this, novelty thing, but then it grew into, wow, this is really helping our family's budget. For someone, we consciously made the decision that Devin would stay home and help raise our children. We had two girls, and it really helped stretch our budget. I mean, we were able to pay the bills, but we were also able to do some extra things too. And that's what JBF does for a lot of families is helps them, you know, some, it just simply helps them, you know, because a lot of us live paycheck to paycheck. And for some, it helps them pay the bills. For some, it helps put, you know, food on the table. For some, it helps pay for maybe braces or, you know, sports fees or stuff like that. So that's where we're at as far as JBF time does is we're trying to get ready for the upcoming JBF Tulsa sale.
Well, it's a twice-a-year event. This one's coming up February 25th through the 3rd of March at the Tulsa Expo Square. And for those that maybe are not familiar with the event, I know you've done it for quite a while. Davin and some friends got together and said, hey, the kids are getting older. They don't need this. I don't care. I'll pick on 4T size clothes anymore. We need to move those along. Somebody else can use them because, you know, as the kids are particularly really, really young and growing fast, you know, by the time you wash that shirt or that pair of jeans three times, they've grown out of it and you don't need it anymore. So give it out there to somebody who can still use it. And with the whole JBF show, the seller makes some money, and also the buyer gets a great deal, and it's an opportunity to kind of exchange things on both ends, and everybody profits.
Right. Yeah. I think that's the one thing that people overlook a lot of times is the fact that, you know, as a consigner, yes, you're selling your items to make money, but like in our situation, you know, we had the two girls. They were the first grandkids on both sides of the family, and let me tell you, they wanted for nothing. My mom, you know, Easter's coming up, and we'll have plenty of Easter dresses at our sales event. At great prices, you know, I'm always, though my girls aren't small enough to wear any, I'm always impressed with how beautiful of a dress you can find for $10, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Especially an Easter dress. But back when my mom was here, when the girls were small, she thought they needed a new Easter dress for every Sunday they went to church during the month of when Easter occurred. It didn't matter, you know, yeah, Easter Sunday's coming up. No, they needed a new Easter frilly dress, and they maybe wore it one time. And so we were like, what do we do with these? And luckily, Devin and our pulpit minister's wife, Shannon Wilburn, got together. They co-founded JBF, and as they would say, the rest is history. We've been doing it over 20 years. The Lord has blessed it extremely well. I'm thankful that... You know, recently, you know, the men, we have a first-time mom's pre-sale that we do before the event opens to the public, and it's always funny to see these young dads walk in the door, and their eyes are like deer in the headlights, and they're like, oh, what have I gotten myself into? Because, you know, the wife and the mother and the mother-in-law, they're all oohing and awing, you know, you can cut the excitement with a knife, but for us men, we don't get it sometimes. And even now, some of the dads, you know, they're thankful that we've started what we call a dad's depot. We've had a mommy's mart since I think the start of the sale, where they have wood furniture that's good for moms with new babies, you know, chest of drawers, a lot of wooden furniture, but we have a lot of other things. But we recently created what we call dad's depot, and we don't do weapons or knives, but there's tools and patio furniture, and you never know what's going to come through the door in the dad's depot area. But that's something we started new. So dads, don't just think that, hey, there's, you know, a baby event up there at the fairgrounds. There's something there for you to see as well. So.
Well, that's a great deal. And, you know, the grandparents are a wonderful thing. I think when my wife and I were raising our son, I can relate to the story you said about grandmother wanting something, you know, for every Sunday during Easter season. And now that we're grandparents, my wife will come home, and our granddaughter just turned 2, but if she's bringing home, you know, size 4, size 6 stuff already, no, we can save it. We just hold it for a little while so that when she gets the right size, I can give it to her. So I get the whole grandparent deal. And I can see where, you know, even grandparents are going to show up at the sale. Again, that's the dates of the event, February 25th through March 3rd at Tulsa Expo Square. And grandparents are going to get some great deals here just as well.
Yeah, I've met several grandparents. We even have one that she'll start shopping for her grandchildren for Christmas at this spring sale. Because you'll find... some great bargains on some great toys and books and, you know, all those things. And, you know, I've heard aunts and uncles say, Hey, I get to be the favorite aunt or uncle because all the nephews have something under the tree for me, and I didn't spend a fortune to do that. So usually that's what many of us are limited by, is the fact that, you know, it's tough in depending on what job you do, to have enough money to buy for everyone. At JBF, I'm always amazed, and usually Devin gives me a budget too, because I'll walk into the sales event every day and just happen to be glancing at something and thought, oh yeah, look at that right there, I can use that. She usually cuts me off by the third day. I can't purchase any more things, but I usually are calling friends saying, hey, do you need Thomas the Train things are always a big hit. And I remember one year there was a Thomas the Train ride-on, and the person had taken, you know, great detail to make sure all the parts were together. And a good way to do that is shrink wrap. If you have a puzzle, instead of taping, you know, just shrink wrap it together and tape the tag to the shrink wrap. If you're doing books, blue painter's tape is a good way to attach your tag to the book without damaging the book. Because if you use standard packing tape, the clear tape, which is what we encourage people to use on, you know, some of the other things, but on books and stuff, if you use the blue painter's tape, that comes off easier and doesn't rip the book or anything. So those are good tips. That's like I said, every time lately is I'm getting calls about, how do you do this? Do you accept this? And some of the other things, like when you're using that packing tape, if you'll put a button, if you've ever used, and I don't care what, it can be the expensive packing tape or even the cheapest packing tape, but if you'll just use a button or a safety pin to put at the end, then you never have to worry about where, because you know how sometimes it will fold onto itself and you're spending the next 20 minutes or 15 minutes trying to find the end and then get it to come back easily. If you just, when you cut it or tear it off, you'll put a button or a pin right there, that's easily to find the end. That saved me a lot of time. I didn't discover that one, but I'm glad someone did. So.
Yeah, I'll take any new discoveries that somebody else has made anytime. We're talking again with Paul Tackett, the husband of Davin Tackett, who is one of the originators of the Just Between Friends sale. It again is February 25th through March 3rd at Tulsa's Expo Square. We'll have some tips on how you can get your things ready to consign and sale, and also how you can benefit from just attending the sale as a buyer when we continue on a program in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Declutter your closet and pick up some new items for the younger members of the family and for mom and dad as well. It's Just Between Friends, February 25th through March 3rd. And Paul, as we look at the sale, this is something, I guess, just give some tips here. Get your stuff together that you would like to sell, and then just start, you know, organizing it and tagging it with what it is and what price you think it'll sell for. And I understand you've got a website and a code that people can save some time and money when they go to the website. Is that right?
Right. Yeah. If you're a veteran consigner, you know to go to tulsa.jbfsale.com. You'll log in. You go to your JBF profile. But if you're new, this is your first time, if in the referred by field you'll put consigned for free, then your consigner fee is waived. You don't have to pay for the first time, because we want you to experience what JBF Tulsa has to come. And like I said, people, when I tell them what I do, they think, is that all you do? And then when they show up to the event and see what the process is, they were like, oh, you do JBF. But people wonder a lot of times, is it worth it? And I would have to overwhelmingly say yes, because unless you've tried it, unless you've sold your clothes, and for us, for Devin and I, we thought if we sold enough to buy what they needed for the next season, then that was a win for us. And I know that sounds cliche, win-win, but that was truly it for us. That was what we hoped to do, was we sold enough to make enough to buy for the next season. And that's what you can do at JBF, is everything you need to raise your children is under the roof at the Exchange Center building at the Tulsa Fairgrounds. From size preemie to up to size 14, up to the age about where it's not cool for mom to say, you know, to pick out what the kids wear is about where we stop. So we have all kinds of equipment. We have furniture. We're going to have some great vendors again this year. We don't have a lot of them, but keep it interesting for moms. If you're expecting, we have a row, 80-foot row of maternity clothes. If you're a new mom, pretty much everything you need will be there. Like I said, I was when people would call and say, do you have cloth diapers? And, you know, I'm thinking about in my time, which I'm aging myself here, you know, the white cloth with, you know, the white-headed safety pins. Oh, no, that's not even near what cloth diapers are now. They look like, you know, fashion rather than a white piece of clothing. So, the easiest way to get started is to hang your clothes and separate them by gender, and then start from the smallest size and go to the largest. And that's probably, to get your clothes out of the way, is the easiest part of confining. You know, that's probably going to take up the most time. For Devin and I, we've kind of worked out a system. She enters the tags, and online we have a pricing guideline, and the rule of thumb is usually a third of what you paid retail, but usually she enters the tags, prints them off, I cut them and put them on, because she'll let me watch a whole football game while I'm tagging stuff. I'm never interrupted as long as I'm doing something for JBF, and I'll get to watch a whole basketball game, a whole football game, even the State of the Union last night. I got to watch all of the State of the Union while I was tagging clothes. So there's a good tip right there for us guys, is that, you know, happy wife is a happy life, and you can watch sports and tag your JBF stuff and not get in trouble. So.
Well, I tell you, multitasking at its best. Consigner drop-off starts on Wednesday, the 21st of February, and continues for 3 days, that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then you start letting people in the door on February 25th. That's a Sunday, and then prices can tend to go down during the sale, but also the bargains start going out the door real quick. I think I'd say as soon as the door is open, the bargains start going out the door.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we the drop-off starts by appointment on the 21st, which is a Wednesday, and that's generally for our consigners that have 300 or plus items or more. But if that's the only day you can come, be sure to make an appointment. You can come. If you don't have 300 items, just make an appointment. Open drop-off continues on that Thursday and then that Friday. And then it starts. If you consign and you help sell your things, but we have a pre-sale day for consigners, for first-time moms. And then the 25th, which is Sunday opening day, 11 o'clock, we'll open the doors. And, yeah, there's always, I'm always surprised about what I can find and how cheap you can find. You know, people will say, you know, how much do you have? And it's hard to explain unless you come and see. But we have 20 rows of clothing. They're 80 foot long. So roughly we have a little over a mile and a half of clothes. 10 rows boys, 10 rows girls. So there's plenty to see. toys, home decor, regifting area. There's a lot to see. It's worth the trip. And if the first day we do charge admission, but that's just to help cover some of the hard costs. But the rest of the event is free, and then discount days starts on Thursday, March 1st, and it starts with 25% off. Anything without a star on the tag is discounted. And then the last day of our sales event, March 3rd, is the big day. It's the half-off day. Anything without a star on the tag is half off. So if you like Black Friday shopping, opening day and the last day is your day to come. If you like to shop leisurely and not be bothered, Tuesday and Wednesday would be the day to come. But even those days are getting a little more busy because we do like scavenger hunts. And then Monday, it used to be Monday, but we have new merchandise that arrives. We do a second drop-off on the Sunday. And so Monday, we have new merchandise arrived. So even that day has gotten to be a little busier than what people anticipated.
Well, go online, tulsa.jbfsale.com. Check it out and sign in. Create your identity. If you're a first-time consigner, use the code CONSIGN for free. And then invite your friends and go do some shopping, because as you're selling, you can also be doing some buying. Thank you so much for your time, Paul. I'd love to find out more about it, but I am up against the clock. And we'll just invite people to head to the Expo Square again for the sale, February 25th through March 3rd. If you're a consigner, you can start dropping things off on Wednesday, February 21st. And it's a twice-a-year event, so I think we'll probably talk to you about it in the fall again.
Okay, yes, sir. Thank you. If you have questions, my number's on the site. I'm happy to help.
Okay, thank you so much. We've been again talking with Paul Tackett and talking about JBF. That's Just Between Friends. More coming up in just a bit.
A large number of fortune tellers once gathered